What are you looking at? What's your stock picks this evening?
Okay, we are not as bullish as we were. I think the cycle, we've seen the peak in the cycle, or at least the early parts. And like Nesson says, you know, you can't predict this stuff, but, you know, at some stage, after you've had quite a run and you've made your returns, you need to trim back the risk. We've done so. And where we've positioned ourselves is in some floating rate corporate debt in the US. So when rates do go up, you get more yield. You know, the fixed yields are absolutely, you know, too low. And one that we've picked up is called Farmland Partners. It's the preference share of Farmland Partners. It's yielding about 6.something% at the moment. And you get an extra kicker. 50% of the increase in farmland that they own are given through to you know, to the preference shareholders. So I think we might see about 5 to 6% increase in farmland values in the US. It should be published relatively soon, by end of August. So we're looking at about a 9% total return for, you know, that's equity-like returns. People aren't used to those, but those are equity-like returns in US dollar terms. And we get that at substantial less risk than, you know, the other equities.
On your side, Nesson, your stock pick this evening?
Yeah, I'm going to be a little bit more conventional, a little bit more traditional. I agree with the view on the Anglo-American play. I think Anglo-American, you know, with that 200 Rand dividend from Amplats and now your 70 Rand dividend from Kumba, I think Anglo-American is going to be sitting with tons and tons of cash. I'm not quite sure how they're going to deploy it. Hopefully they don't buy any expensive assets like they did the last time in the cycle. But right now, I think Anglo-American is looking very cheap at current spot metal prices.
On that note, gentlemen, always a pleasure. Thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. Of course, Nesson Nayar is with Sasfin Securities and Dricus Combrink with Capicraft. We'll be back tomorrow to take more of your stock-related questions. For now, have a great evening.